All right, good vach. We're up to Shin Pei Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. We just started last week the Inyanim of Maisa. Hopefully tonight we'll get another Yisoid in Maisa clear. We had mentioned last week that Maisa actually has four parts to it. There's the Lav of Laiselech Rocha Ba'amecha. There's the Chiv Tashlumim, which is what we're focusing on now. There's the Chiv Misa, that he has a din like a Reidif, that you're allowed to kill him to prevent him from doing the Maisa Mesira. And then, finally, there's Ein Lechelik Le'ilam Hava. On top of that, there's actually a fifth thing, and that is that the Rabbeinu Yonason in the Shittim Bava Kama says it's part of the Orer Makir Re'eo B'Seisa. It's part of an Ori of a Klala. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave a Klala that anyone is a Makir Re'eo B'Seisa, and this person who's a Maisa is Nichlal in that, is a Makir Re'eo B'Seisa. So really now you really have five things. There's a Lav, there's also an Orer, which has its impacts, we'll see shortly. There's a Chiv Tashlumim, Chiv Misa, and Ein Lechelik Le'ilam Haba. Just recently, there was a Maisa, I'd rather not give out details so no one should know who it is, but just recently there was a Maisa in Brooklyn. There was somebody, there was a Moisid in Brooklyn who was going to get a variance in the zoning board to be able to build something. There was an objection raised by a neighbor. The objection wasn't so much, per se, to the objection of what he's going to get zoning. It was an objection that you shouldn't give him this variance, because you see what he did with his previous variance, you see what he did, what he built, and what he's doing, and he's not complying with all the government regulations and problems and gefelach. A week later, sure enough, the officials came down, the inspectors came down, and started to levy fines and penalties for non-compliance of government regulations on this Maisid. A week and a half after the inspectors came to this building, this person was nifta a misa mishuna. I know the details. It was a misa mishuna. L'chala adeyes, it was a misa mishuna that he was nifta. It's interesting that he was zeichet to happen, and 10 days later he was already zeichet to this misa mishuna. But what he did was, in effect, he ended up being meiser, a meised, for certain penalties and whatever violations. That's part of Orah Makir B'Seisa. You have an Orah is dangerous. You're playing with fire. Not only are you playing with fire in the Olam Haba, you're playing with fire in the Olam Hazeh as well. Alright, what we're talking about now is the Din of Mominus at Siv Beis. Siv Beis, the Mechaba breaks up that there are actually three types of situations of a Maisa. One type is when he was Hera Me'atzma. He himself took the initiative and showed where the money was and caused the Mesira. But he himself didn't bring over the money, didn't do a biyadayim, he just did it by bediba, by mare. The second case was, where he was an oinus to show, and he carried through and he showed. And the third, and in that case, the Mechaba says he's potter. And the third case was when he was an oinus to actually deliver, to bring over the goods, and he did, and even though he was an oinus, he is chayiv. So you have a case with Mara Me'atzma, he's chayiv. If he was an oinus laharis, he's potter. And if he did it, b'yadayim, even though he was an oinus, the Mechaba holds that he is chayiv. And then the Mechaba went to break up. Sif Beis, we're going to now go back to one example. Sif Gimel to go back to the second. And Sif Dalas to go back to the third. What we're focusing really on is on this first shlav of Hera Me'atzma, or we're going to see also by Oynes Laharis. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaba. The Mechaba in the middle of Sif Beis says, Bamedva Mermurim. What are we talking about? Kishahera HaMoisa Me'atzma, where the Moisa was Mara Me'atzma. If a goy, or even Yidim, forced him to be mare, laharois, to show where the money was, vehera, and he does go along and he shows, harezer potim mitashlumim, he's potim mitashlumim. Because he's an oinus. The chiv of moisa we discussed is a chiv as garmi, and garmi is potter by oinus. It's a form of garmi. It might have different variables, but it's a form of garmi, and the chazal weren't mechayiv a moise when it was bainis, like this case. Then also continues the Ramah, lahari shaloi, vehera shaloi v'shachavere, but if they were oinis him to show his own money, and he decided to show his money plus other monies as well, then he's going to be chayiv. Because who asked him to show others money? He should have showed his own money. For that, he doesn't have an oinus. He's an oinus, but not an oinus to show other people's money, only to show his own money. So Mechabe says if he was an oinus to show, he's going to be potter. However, if he's, the Ramah says, if he's oinus to show his own money and he shows other people's money, there he's going to be chayiv. Then came along the next case, and that was Vimnasa Vinasan Biyad. In that case, Afal Pishu honest, even though he's an honest to do that, he's chayiv l'shalim. Shahmatzal atzma b'mamun chaveru is chayiv. So that's the third shlaf. Now the Mechab is going back to the first case, Ketzad. Hareisha goza ha-melech lo-havi lo-yayin o-tevin u-chiyetu b'dvarm elo. The melech made a cruise, he needs yayin o-tevin, stam. Va-omad moise, and came along a moise, and tipped off the melech. Va-omad, harayesh le-plani oitza yayin o-tevin b'mokim plani. You need wine o-tevin, go there. He happens to be a wealthy individual. He'll have the goods that you need, the supplies that you need. Va-ochu va-laku is-chayv le-shalem, because he did me-yatzmei. He took the initiative to tip off the melech where the goods was. So that he's going to be chayv. That's a case of Maisel Meyatzmai. Okay, let's go back to the Mechab and understand this. The Mechab said that when you're an oinus, if you're oinus laharois, you're going to be potter. It's like the Ramah, but if you're oinus laharois shaloi, and you're married shachavero, then you're going to be chayiv, because the oinus wasn't on Yenna's money, the oinus was on your own money. Now, I know that if you're an oinus to show Yenna's money, I'm going to be potter. And the other extreme is oinus to show your own money, and you show Yenna's money, who asked you to do that? You're going to be chayiv. What about if you have a middle gather? He was an oinus to show money. Indiscriminate. It doesn't make it your money, Yenna's money. Bring money. You're held to gunpoint. You got to show where's the money. Where is money? Now, you're not limited. It's not an oinus bedafka on your money. It's not an oinus bedafka on someone else's money. It's this middle case where you're an oinus to show stam, mum, and Yehudim. In that case, and you went along and you showed somebody else's money, what will be the halacha then? Are you going to have a pter oinus, because the maisa is an oinus to show money, or no, you're going to be chayiv, because who asked you to show Yenna's money? You could have showed your own money. Mamela, the oinus is not so much on Yenna's money, really it's on your money or on both. Mamela, you had no right to show Yenna's money. Let me bring out the trial a little bit. We know that the case of Nosav and Nosav Beyad, if you did a Biyadayim, there you're chayiv, even if it was specifically to show Yenna's money. That's the Rif sheet, and that's how we pass it. So, Nijma Machlokes is showing him. What we're going is only in the sheet is a Rif. The Rif is that's how the Mechaba goes, that the chayiv of Nosav and Nosav Beyad is even if you were forced to show specifically somebody else's money. So the Shaila now is, in the sheet is a Rif, when the Gemara says now that if you're Hera, you're Potter, is it only in such a case, specifically to show Yenna's money, you're going to have the Ptur? Or even if it was a general thing, show money, show general money, you can also have the Ptur. This Shaila is a Machloikis, Kadmoinim, even Rishoinim, Bedas Arif. What, the way, and we pass like the Rif, in the Shita Sarif, the way we pass in, are you going to have a Ptur if it was a general oinus, or you need only a specific oinus to show Yenna's money to have this Ptur? When the Lashon of Mechaba, you start off, the Mechaba says, "Bamed v'amurim kishehera ha-moisim mi'atzmavim, onsu akam, o Yisrael anis, laharois, to show." The Mechaba doesn't specify to show what. I mean, we know it's to show money, but it doesn't specify whose money to show. Even if it's general, it sounds like the Mechaba, even if it's a general oinis laharois, mamen, still you're going to have this patur v'era reze potah. So you see that it sounds like the Mechaba learned up in the Rif that even if it was a general oinus, you're also going to have a ptur if you show somebody else's money. However, in Siv Gimel, when the Mechaba is trying to give an example of this case, the Mechaba says, what's the case? The case is, Ansoi ha-melech l'moisezeh, the melech forced him, ad shiyara loy momin chavera, until he showed him some specifically his friend's money. So for some reason, the Mechaba, when he wanted to give an example of this case, went to the extreme that the oinus was to show bedavka Yenna's money. General money is not enough. You have to show bedavka Yenna's money to have the patur. So to shtickle stiras ha-mechaba from Reish Lesefer here, the mechaba is mashma that even a general oinsei laharois doesn't specify whose money you're going to have the patur. And in Sif Gimel, the mechaba, when he gives an example, says specifically Yenna's money, that's when you have the patur. Mashma, if it will be this middle gather of general money, you won't have the patur. So it's unknown in the Mechaba, how the Mechaba paskins. And I'm going to show you that there are going to be examples that this is Negeil Alok Olamaisa. The Yamshur Shleima on this Shaila, what would it be if you have this general oinus, the Yamshur Shleima paskins, and the Taz brings it down in Siv Gimel. The Yamshur Shleima says the following. He makes a chilek. He says, if you are forced to show general money, and you have your own money to show, then you have no right to show somebody else's money. For that, the oinus was on general money, and you have that money to satisfy that oinus. You had no right now to show somebody else's money. By doing so, you're going to be chayv. It's like you took the initiative. Who asked you to show Yana's money if you had your own money to show? However, if you don't have your own money to show, you ran out of money, you don't have anything that he needs. He wants something specific, he wants cash. You don't have cash, you're not liquid right now. Then he says, Al-Kalkak, since it was a general oinus to show money, and you don't have that money to show, so Al-Kalkak, the oinus was on Yenna's money, because your money you don't have to show. So Al-Kalkak, that oinus really was to show somebody else's money. Oh, it was to show somebody else's money. Now, if you marry somebody else's money, you can have the patur. Because then we see that the oinus is on somebody else's money. Means he makes a chilek. If you have your own money, you're going to be chayiv. If you don't have your own money, then you're going to have a ptur when you marry somebody else's money, even if it was a general oinus. The Chazanish, on the other hand, Chazanish nemzon fapashis, not like that. He says, kaimulon, that even by a general oinus, you're going to have a ptur. He says, kaimulon in Shimpei Ches, he really meant Ramo. The next Ramah, not sure exactly what he saw there, but he understood that we paskin that if you have an oinus laharis general money, then enochanami you're going to have the patur to show somebody else's money, even though you could have just as well shown your own money. You don't have to show your own money; you can show someone else's money. You're going to still have the patur. So it comes out to machloikis Yamshu Shloima and Chazanish. However, the Chazanish like Sue. That this could be Efsha, he's Mesubek, Efsha, that's only because when an Anis goes over to you and asks you to show money, and he doesn't specifically say your money, show money, the Chazanish suggests that it implies that the Anis is not interested in your money. Anis is interested in somebody else's money. Because had he been interested in your money, would he ask me to give over the money? Show me your money. When in fact he asks him to please show me money, it implies that Anis doesn't believe you have money, not interested in your money, whatever it is. And therefore he says that that's why the Anis is viewed as if it's only on somebody else. Because he said, show money, not yours. Show money means show somebody else's money. Memeil, if you show somebody else's money, you're going to have the ptur. That's what Chazanish says. So come to Chazanish, a chilek, that if the Anis would come over and say, show me your money or somebody else's money, and give him a choice, I just need money. Your money, somebody else's money, doesn't make a difference. Then it could be that the Chazanish would be moidu b'chei gavna to the Yamshu Shleimo, that in the Chanam you had no right to show somebody else's money, and you're going to be chayiv. It's only when you say, show money stam, b'chei gavna, it implies not yours, somebody else's. So therefore we see the oinus on somebody else's money. But if I say this specifically, show your money or somebody else's money, I give you the choice, then you had no right to show somebody else's money. You should have shown your own. Let me give you some examples so we understand this a little better.
By the way, just in Sifkimo, it's possible that he's specifically pointing out one fellow, Rubarek one fellow. He wants that guy.
Correct. In Siv Gimel's mashma, that the patur is only...
But that specific...
That money.
Okay, so why... Then you're saying that we're going to pass him that meaning...
Well, the Chazanish didn't make this deek in Siv Gimel. He made apparently a deek. I'm not sure. I'm trying to tie up a Chazanish. He made the deek in this Lashon Mechab in Siv Beis, Laharish, just general. This deek, by the way, is not only my deek. This deek in the Mechab in Siv Beis, this Mechab in Siv Beis is a Lashon HaRambam. The truth is Teres Chaim, in Siman Sameches, the Machash, a Kadmain, makes this diik from this Lashon HaRambam that you see the Ram just said, Laharos means Stam Laharos Momin, not yours, not someone, we're not specifying, just general, show money, and nevertheless you still have the Ptur. So I'm just saying that the Machaber brought down that Lashon HaRambam, it sounds like the Machaber the same thing. Either Moshon Siv Gimel, Moshon Siv Gimel sounds like Faket. So I don't know what to do with the Machaber, exactly what the Machaber want. One or the other is Lav Davka, either Siv Beis Lav Davka or Siv Gimel is Lav Davka. But I do know that the Machlek is Yamshu Shleima and Chazanish had a Paskin. Chazanish said, Kaimulon, the Fapash is Kaimulon, that you can have the Ptur as well. And the Yamshu Shleima says, no, if you have your own money, you're going to be chayv. Only if you don't have your own money, then you're going to be potter. Let's talk about some examples so we'll understand what we're talking about. A friend of mine had such a mindset. It was to build a building in his neighborhood, could even been next door, and he dumped his debris on the front lawn of my friend's property. Came along this ingenious inspector, and came by sees that there's debris in the front lawn. So he issued him a violation, a ticket. You now have debris sitting on your front lawn. It ruins the quality of life. It ruins the neighborhood appearance. So he gave him a violation. Now it was pretty obvious that it wasn't he who did it, right? I mean, he's not building construction. It's pretty obvious that it was neighbors who were doing construction. So my friend asked the inspector, do you really think it's my debris? The inspector said, I don't care whose debris it is. If you want, you can tell me whose debris it is, and I'll give Yenna the ticket. All I know is I see debris, I'm giving a ticket. I'm making money here. I don't care if you want, tell me somebody else. I'll give Yenna the ticket instead. But right now, there's a ticket, there's a violation happening right now. I'm giving a violation. So now, in that situation, is my friend allowed to tell the inspector, by the way, it's my next door neighbor, give him the ticket instead? What then? I'm suggesting, you could argue on this, but suggesting that when the inspector came down, he sees a problem. He sees that this is a place where he could make money, he could show his superiors that, he's doing his job, he's giving out tickets, he's fixing up the neighborhood. Right now, he's not interested in your money more than Yana's money. All he knows is he wants money. So he's being ma'anus you, give me your money, or give me somebody else's money. I don't care. Just give me money. Give me somebody who's going to pay this violation. I could suggest that that's what's really happening. If that's the case, so we would go into the shaila. When you're being ma'anus, mom and stam, do you have a right to show, not the right, are you pater achayv, do you have a chiv if you show Yana's money? And even though I said it's machloikis chazanish and yamshar shloima, but it's, you're talking in this case, a chazanish is mine, because the chazanish only said, after you said, that's only when we're talking about herem, mom and stam, which implies dafka, somebody else, not yours, because otherwise I would just ask you for money. Why am I asking? But it sounds like the chazanish, if I'll tell you lahedya, your money or Yana's money, the chazanish would be maida, that'd be chay gavna, you'd be chayif. So here the inspector saying, look, I just want to get paid. Someone has to pay this violation. Either you or somebody else. I don't care. So the Chai Gavnitz, you're talking that even the Chazanish would be made to the Yamshar Shleimah, that you'd be chayiv. You have no right to show Yenna's money. If you could show your own money, you would have to pay the ticket yourself. You don't agree. Why not?
I mean, it's not with no money. I will fix it. I'm already into this. I want to give a knas, whatever to do this. That's what the police come up to me. Said, you went through a red light. You saw the wrong car. It's not me, mister. I have to accept the ticket. I want money. There's two cars I'm going through. I went through green, the guy in back of me, he mixes up, he comes over, he wants to stop you.
Okay, so Grad is a Shaila belt, you're going to see later on in the Ramah, and later on about someone who's Nitvas Amamun Chaveroi. In Sivav, it talks about Nitvas Amamun Chaveroi. But that's the other side. Right now, the way you're viewing it, if you're going to tell the guy, it's not me, it's Yenna, what you're doing is you're shifting over the blame onto somebody else, which you have no right to do. You're going to see your Ramah shortly. The Ramah says, if the Nezek was cried by Allah, you can't shift over the blame.
Get back the money from your neighbor later?
So that's Sivav. If he was the cause of you being Nitvaz, is he responsible to pay you? And Sivav sounds like, not. Whatever, we'll see. Sorry? Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll see in Sivav exactly if he's Mukhiv to reimburse you. But right now, I just want to touch up, what was this? Let me give you another example. This is by Yidin, not by Goyim, but fine, but it could be they could have a din of ananas. What happens if you're in school, kids, this happens, and they vandalize the school property, yeshiva property. And Nebuch, it's the one who's not the perpetrator, usually it is. The perpetrator is Galung, and he knows how to escape. It's the guys who aid the perpetrator, his few friends. Nebuch was caught. He didn't escape in time. So they got somebody. So they got this Yankel Nebuch, this poor kid, a Gurdon and Mechel, and they got him. And they asked him, you vandalized the school, we're going to tell your parents, you're going to be chayev, unless you tell us who did it. Right now. So what is this? It means they're just interested that someone's going to have to be taught a lesson. Someone's going to have to pay for what happened, for the damage. They don't want Badafki him versus another kid. They're telling him, either you pay or somebody else pays. Sorry? Yeshiva. Yeshiva. You're all honest. Yeah.
The kid. They wanted to punish the kid who did it.
But they don't know if it was this kid or not. In fact, they might suspect that might not even be this kid. They're not sure. They just know that he was part of the group.
Punish the wrong kid.
They want to punish the guys who did it. They're telling the kid, if you don't tell us who did it, then we're assuming that you did it and we're going to hit you with the full blame. Alternatively, you can tell us who else did it and we'll share the blame. Or you can tell us who else did it only and not you and you'll get off the hook. But right now, we know that we have to be paid for this damage. It's either going to be you or the friend you tattle on. One or the other, right now. So what is it? It's Mamun Shekha or Mamun Shekhavera. If the kid would tell right now, he'd be chayiv.
Really? Because they don't want this kid's money if it wasn't him. By the cop, by the case inspector, they just want to get They want to come back and say, oh, I did my job. Here, they bedafka want to get the right guy. So they're asking him for the other guy.
I don't know if they
want
to give him.
They suspect that he also was part of the crime. They suspect that. They might not know he did it fully. He didn't. They suspect maybe as helpers. But they're going after. You want to tell me that they know that this kid wasn't the perpetrator? Memela, they're interested just to use him as a small fish to get to the big fish, to get to the next thing. Okay, so that might be then, we're going to see soon later on, and that's what might be the Ramah, which also we'll see the later Ramah is a problem. But there are going to be these cases where they're interested in just getting them. They find other violations, they find problems, they find water, they find in the complex something went wrong, the garbage is not done right. They're giving fines. Who did it? They're not interested. All they know is they're finding this area, these few houses, this water that wasn't graded properly. They're getting this area. Now, amongst yourselves, you want to decide who did it. You want to tell it to us today? Fine, we'll look into it and we'll find only that person. But until that point, right now it's a general fine on these few people. Now, for you to go ahead and tip them off who it is, what you're doing is you're passing the blame, and that would be a problem. You might have Lashon Hara too, and the Hanami, there might be other issues. I'm talking about Moisa, whether you can be Chayiv. By the way, what I'm focusing right now is Chayiv Pot. We're going to see, Lav Davka, if your Pot is a Mut. Just me, what I'm focusing on right now is Chayiv versus Ptur. It means that the Chazon Ish, that it was a general Oinus. Chazon Ish holds, therefore, if it will be a general Oinus, show and you showed, you have a Ptur of Oinus by a Moisa. Oinus of Garmi that you Pot. Did you have a right to do that, Lechatchila? That I don't know. That the Chazon doesn't say. We're going to see. Sorry.
What is her mazik?
Oh, garmi. Yeah, mazik.
Okay. You never gave my ticket for the heaven's good thing. He made a mistake. He got the wrong guy. So what's the outlet to tell him that's the other guy?
Now Yen is going to get a ticket.
So can't get him a ticket.
Oh, very good. Very good. So this Nakuda, that Nakuda, which is applied to a lot of these cases, is we're going to hold off from Yad Hashem. It's a whole maracha of major shiloh, major makhlek is a poiskim, how the Ramah might pass on the shach. We're going to have to hold off for the shach, sivkot and chof. And how to dan it, and what's considered that a kumtem. But yes, you're right, that if... Okay, we're going to see. We'll see. But it's a very good point. I'm just trying to bring out the stardom of what's going on. Okay, fine. Someone just told me a story today. Okay, this is that they found a bottle in the regular garbage, so they gave a ticket because he was also recycled. And it wasn't the person who put the bottle in the garbage. The kid walked by, threw out his can, and threw it into the garbage. So it's not me. So I could tell the guy, it's not me, it's the kid. It's there, maybe it was they're hitting you, and now you're trying to shift blame. That might be a little worse, rather than a general oinus. They don't discriminate. They don't care who pays them the money. Okay, but we're going to have to see cases. Let's take this slowly.
The guy gets dragged into bed, somebody's accusing him of
Zagana. Right.
And he knows
Zagana. Right. Then you're causing Yana Hezek. So if Yana gets a Hezek Kiddin, so it's been Tzion David Shaila. But if it's going to be Shaloi Kiddin, that's why by Bezin we hope that the Bezin does things Kiddin. But when you're talking about government officials and police, Shainema, we know that they don't do things Kiddin. And then Ramosha holds that the Din has to be Kiddin Torah. So they pass can even Kiddin, but it's not Kiddin Torah, which usually is not Kiddin Torah. So Mamela, they don't have that hat of Kiddin. Ramosha holds that every prison, imprisonment is Shaloi Kiddin. There's no such thing in Chazal's concept of prison. So every imprisonment is in. Yeah, right. So good. So the guy was Chayim Malkus three times. They have a special thing called keeper. God is a Rashi in Psachim that he held it. The Torah says he held it till you're done to find out if he caused the death, he didn't cause the death. But isolated things. It wasn't prison, wasn't a punishment that it is today. Okay, let's move on. We'll try to develop these concepts a little better. Let's go on to the Ramah. Zakti Ramah. Vafilu Yisruhu. Now here he's being tortured, and they don't even tell him what he's being tortured on, not even for money. They're just stam torturing the guy. They're beating up on a guy. They meet Yidden on the train and they stam beating up on the kid, or they see the guy in front stam in the street and they're beating up on the guy. So they're not saying bechlal of the money. What I was talking about till now, the makleikas, was they're beating up, they want money, but they're not saying whose money. Now they're just beating up, l'shem beating up. And he decided to save himself. He says, you know what? I could show you a few dollars. Let me off the hook. No problem. Shows him. He's let off the hook. He saves his own life. But he was Hera Mamun Chaveroi. The halach is he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv. Yeah. What we're talking about, by the way, till now, is life. Yisru, every Yisru, what we're talking about is life. Life means a beating up, that it might not be a definite killing, but it's a suffix. It means there's a degree of sakonis nefoshes involved. There's a degree of sakonis nefoshes involved. He tried to save himself. What did he do? He showed them somebody else. Oh, there's money. Take his money. The Ramah holds that you're chayiv. Why? So it might be mutal sakonis nefoshes because ein l'kadavim b'fnei pikuach nefesh. The way we paskin, rather the shita's Rav Meir in the Tosefta that holds that one of the three cardinals averes also mazik mamun averes also not mutal b'makas sakonis nefoshes. But we paskin pashas, we paskin the chachamim that it's mutal. Go to avada. So when maskim it's mutal, but it's mutal, but you got to pay. It's not a patur. It's a heta, not a patur. And not only that, when you do it, you have to do it on minas. Like we saw in the Gemara by David HaMelech that he was trying to save Klal Yisrael. He had a right to do it, but he had to do it on Manas L'Shalem. It's a sakonis nefashis. He had a chiv, even maybe a chiv to do. He had to be matzil Klal Yisrael, but he has to do it on Das L'Shalem. He can't stam do it. So here too, the person would have a head to do it, but he has to do it on Das L'Shalem. And that's what he said. Because your oinus was on Anyena's money. Your oinus was on stam. It wasn't even on money. Yonis was beating up and being matzal atzmai b'mamun chaver, which is chayiv. That's the call. Matzal atzmai b'mamun chaver is chayiv. Now, let's see a shach over here. And the shach look in Sivkot and Chavalev. The shach says, no. Be'emes, ken kosev atur. Avalo yedati menoleha. Where did the tur get this from? So we know where the tur got it from. If you look in the sugya, it's a Rajba. The Rajba teaches the Gemara Rava over there like this. The guy brings it down. And Be'etzem, it's mashal like that, a shtickle in the Mukhi Yosef, depending how far, if the Mukhi Yosef means mamish the Rajba, now it's a Shaila. But there are Yishayim who touch up the sugya like this. But he says he doesn't know where he got it from. Umina Svara, the Shach, is taking on now the tur. Mina Svara zok the Shach, Nira, the Potter, that he's Potter. Why? Shiyach Oleima, because he could say, Ho Yisi Sova, when they're beating him up, this victim is saying, why in the world are they beating me up? The reason why, Shemiyasun Oisi, it's a Tay Safe in the Shach, Shemiyasun Oisi, they're torturing me, Laharis Lehem Moment, to show them Moment. Why else would they be torturing me? Because anti-Semitism played a different type of role in his days. They're not doing it stamp to beat me up, they're doing it because they want money. So if they want money, V'ulayhem is kachoya. Maybe Taka, they really want the money. No one will really know. We just know that it worked. If I showed them money, they let me off the hook. V'lo yehe ela sofik, and it's only a sofik, so ma yischayv mi sofik. Why should he be chayv mi sofik? Since we could touch up, perhaps, that the reason why they were torturing this person was to be able to get money. So if it's a, it should be more than a sofik, and it should be a sofik, should be potter. Very good, very good. 1 second. Let me just jump to the last line of the shach, in the middle of the line. V'nira, that it's clear that they weren't doing it b'shul moment. Aye, when you mafize them with moment, it worked. You know, you could do it. Moment always works. It's a great communicator. But lemaisa is they were coming to b'miyasra. You see, they're coming to torture him. So that's the case of the tour. But if it'll be stam tortures of the shach, and we could have a suffix, maybe they were interested in money. Then if you show moment chaver, you're going to be pata. That's the shach. The pella is, let's entertain, you're right, Rav Shach, you're right, they're coming to torture, they want money. They even say, we want money. But they didn't say, whose money? Your money is just as fine, it's just as green as Yen's money. My son Kodama Didok, my Yorick, Mama Didok, Tvemi Mama Dacharok, it's the same thing, doesn't make a difference, right? They're both just as green. So who asked you to show Mama Chaveri? It sounds like from the shach, that he went to the extreme. He argues with the Yamshir Shleima and takes even past the Chazanish. From this shach is mashma that he holds that if you have an oinus to show money, and we don't care whose money, and you don't have the implication that he doesn't want your money. No, he wants your money too. We don't have that Chazanish word here. So it's kilo like he's showing mamun shalcha oy shal chaveroi. I just want money, irrelevant, yours or somebody else's, that the shach holds your potter. And that's considered an oinus. Now, the Shach doesn't say it's a mutter. The Shach says yipata. Now, what would be the svara? The svara would be is because, again, Moise is als garmi. Garmi is pata when you're an oinus. So, vivai the oinus is on Yen's money as well. because the oinus didn't discriminate. Your money or Yana's money is fine. Since the oinus is on Yana's money as well, so you pata, because there's no chiyuv agami on oinus. That's enough of an oinus to pat you from the chiyuv agami, to pat you from the chiyuv amoisa. As long as we see the torture, the oinus, on Yana's money too, you have a right. I shouldn't say you have a right. If you are moisa Yana's money, you're pata. At least you're pata if you're moisa Yana's money. I'm not saying you're allowed to do this with chachila, but at least if you did it, you're going to be pata.
Why did I shift it from my money?
Because the oinus wasn't on. If the oinus was specifically on your money, and you shifted it like you're suggesting in a konami, then you had no right to shift. But the oinus is on everybody's money. Show me money. I want money. I don't care whose money it is.
In a case where a guy says, "I want your money."
I want your money.
Right.
So now you have no right to show someone else's money. Because
right.
What you're doing is you're being matzatz with mama chaver. Really, it was after your money, not on Yana's money. But here, where the oinus was on everybody's money, and you taka went through and you taka showed him somebody's money, so the shach sounds like from the shach that you're going to be potter, right? Otherwise,
in all cases, where a guy walks over, I want $500, okay? Now, he said, I want your $500. It's all the same $500.
If I want Tom $500, that's the shaila. If I want your $500.
I want your $500 from your wallet. He said,
then you can be chayv. Then you can be chayv because you're being matzel atzmei. Mamon chaver. You came for you. The oinus was on yours, and you shifted the oinus onto somebody else.
The
anus, but where the anus was. Okay, fine. Now for the Ramah, let me just theorize this. Like the Ramah, Pasha, the reason why Ramah didn't have the shatz problem, you could say, is because Ramah learned that if you have an oinus to show your money or show somebody else's money, doesn't give you a patur to show someone else's money. Show your own money. Who says you to show someone else's money? Like we see in the Yamshu Shalom, and even the Chazanish only said it when the oinus was stam and it implied Yen's money. But if the oinus was specifically your money or somebody else's money, or like this Miyasra, say stam beating him up, Pasha says it's on both. In that case, the chazanish would be moida that you're going to be chayiv. You have no right to show someone else's money. Good. Now the preacher on the shaila, the preacher said that when a guy is beating you up, the way he touched it up was a little different. He touched it up when a guy is beating you up. It implies he wants your money. If he wants Yana money, he'd beat Yana up. He wants beating you up. It implies he wants your money. And if you show somebody else's money, you're going to be chayv. Means the preacher knew the shach's problem, so to speak, that he's interested in money. But he said, if he's beating you up, it means he wants your money. So again, if you show somebody else's money, you're going to be chayv. That's how the preacher understood this halakha. The chazanish himself argues with the shach and says he doesn't know where the shach made this hanocha that if a guy is being tortured, it means money. Maybe he's being tortured because he's being tortured. Maybe he's being tortured because they want to beat up a yid. Right? Sometimes they're being tortured and they don't care about money. They just want to torture a yidin. So he says, who asked the shach to now assume that because you're being tortured, you want money? I mean, that's dumb. If you're being tortured, it means you're being tortured. Nothing to do with money. And if you go show somebody's money, then you're being matzel atzma, his guf, from being beaten up, but baman chaveri, that you're chayiv. So everyone has a eitza out of the shach. The question is which angle. Do you go, like we said, because it's a general oinus, it doesn't give you a p'tor, or is it specifically appreciated because it implies that it's after you, or the chazanish says just being tortured doesn't imply b'cholal. How do you know, how could you assume that it means for money? If he's being tortured, it means he's being tortured stam. All right, let's flesh this out a little bit more, and we'll give a number of more cases. I just want to develop. There are, you're going to see tonight, which there are really five different categories of an oinus, a moment. And we're going to see. So far, we really discussed two: oinus stam or oinus shelcha v'shelchaver. Let's bring it out a little more. Let's see the next Ramah. Sakta Ramah, v'loy mikri oinus ela hakoyis v'yisurin. What's considered an oinus? An oinus means where you be beaten up, hakoyis v'yisurin. There's a sakonis nefoshis involved. You're being beaten up. Avoloi einis mamen. But if the whole threat is mamen, the whole suffering that you're having out of this is to lose your money, and now you go ahead and you show somebody's money, you don't have a patur. There was an einis. You better show me somebody's money. So if you're being beaten up with a stick and whatever, with a gun held up, you better show me somebody's money and you show them, you're going to be a party, you're an oinus. But if the threat that's on you is only that you're going to lose your money, that's the extent of the threat, you have no right even to show somebody else's money. And if you show somebody else's money, you're going to be chayv. You don't have the p'tur oinus over here. To have a p'tur oinus for garmi, it has to be that the oinus was oinus nefoshes. Oinus mamen is not enough of the oinus. And pashas from this Ramah is lav davka oinus mamen. It's any other type of oinus short of oinus nefoshes. It means any, if you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your license, you're going to be disbarred, which we're going to have some cases we'll see shortly. That's still in this woman. I mean, that's all it is. Sorry? Do you have a right to do Amnas L'Shalom? Excellent, Charlotte. We're going to hopefully get to it. It might be a Ramon in your idea. Good. But right now, what we see is that the Ramon holds that the Einus that you need to have a Ptur of Mara is the Einus Nefoshes. Look at the Shaks of Cotton Chav Beis. He argues with the Ramon. He says, Avlo Einus Maman, Ken Kosov a Beis Yasef, Beshem, Chuvis, Maimini. Because of the Pashatu, and he holds his Pashat, it's a double Pashat that the Oinus he needs, the Oinus Nefashis. That's where the Ramah is coming from. Avol, Omnom, sorry, but Chuvis Rashba, Loi Mash McCain. The Chuvis Rashba doesn't sound like that. Because of the Sugi Mayri Boinus Momin, he learned that the entire Sugi was talking about Oinus Momin. And still the Gemara says, Im Hera, Momin Chaveri, you're going to be Potter. So you see, even though the Oinus, the threat was, if you don't show me somebody's money, I'm going to steal your money, I'm going to be mazik your money, I'm going to break your windows. Still, you're going to have the Ptur of Einus, even though the extent of the threat was only Mominus. And I'm going to skip a line towards the end of the next line. The Gam Mutsasi Besef Achinuch L'Ra'a Parshas Kedosha Mitzvah Resh Mem Gimel V'zeh Lo Shainoi U'gedisani Yisrael Shon Tzuhu V'hera Mominus Pato D'chol Mara Dei Einus is Pato U'pish Mareinu Meine Rebbe the Chinuch's Rebbe said D'loi Soif Dova Antzuhu B'gufoi E'la Afilu Antzuhu B'momin She'yikhu Loi Momin Im Lo Yara Momin Chavera. They threaten, if you don't show me somebody else, I'm going to take yours. So now you have a Rashba and a Chinuch b'shem his Rebbe. V'chein kosev haRambam zal, and so too the Rambam. This is the end of the Chinuch. V'chein kosev haRambam zal akam l'shayne. That the Rambam also says like this. So tachshak v'ahav shemash kosev v'chein kosev haRambam zal tzarachin. Because we didn't find such a Rambam. The Avshin Rambam Kosov B'tchilis Vorov B'amed V'amamurim Kesheherem Mamois HaMe'atzoy like the Lashon HaMechabo M'komokim Yashar Kosov B'seif Dvorov Harei Zepoto, which is our Siv Gimel Shim Lo Yaro Lo Yakehu O Yamisehu Mashva Dedav Geboines HaGuf Poto, but not V'ulei Gisei Acheres Hayuloi B'divrei Rambam. Maybe the Chinuch has a different gears. On my side, it's v'napachu. We have a different gears in the Chinuch. If you look in the Chinuch, the new Chinuch has a ksavyad. The Chinuch said v'chein kosov haRaivin, not v'chein kosov haRambam. And it's Saka the Raivin and Asokas the Raivin. The end of Bava Kam and Shita Mekbetz b'shem haRaivin also says it that even oinus momin you have the p'tur. So you have now a Chinuch, a Rashba, and a Raivin. Mekomakam zok to shach kivin diyudu the moira yishel hara hoy haRamban. Vemkein haRamban veRashba veRa'a soivim daf boinus momin pata kishehera so nearly the yachaloi mekim li kavasayu. So the Shach, the way he lines them up is he has a Ramban, a Rashba, and a Ra. The Mais is he doesn't have a Ramban lachara because he only knows it's a Ramban because of the Chinuch's Rebbe because he thinks the Chinuch is a Ra. Kfar Doshu Achoykim that the Chinuch wasn't a Ra. Tzitachim was a Talmud a Rashba. Memela when the Chinuch says it's Moiroi, Staka means is Rashba. This truth is a Rashba. Staka the Rebbe Shita. So you lost the Ramban. But on the other hand, we gained a Raivin. You have a Raivin because the Chinuch was quoting a Raivin. We stack a Raivin, like I said, in the Sagas and the Shita. So at the end of the day, you have a Raivin, the Rashba, and the Chinuch. So the Shach, Kimli Kavasayo, that you could taino, that you're going to be potter if you show somebody else's mammon. Even though the threat was only a threat of mammonis. And the Lamasha, I'll give you a case. It's you do it with Chuvis on this. In England, it's Mamish Gefeilach. If you're an accountant, you have a chiv, you have an obligation to tip off the government if you see something fishy in someone's tax return or anything. Someone's accounting, creative accounting, you have a chiv to notify the government. If you don't notify the government, then you're going to be achroi. You're going to be achroi for his penalties. In England, it's mamish. They penalize the accountant. They sometimes could even, I don't know, call it disbar, but they take away the accounting license from the guy. It could be ad kedekach if they're really upset at this accountant. You'll have now, after the Enron scandal, you'll have, if you're a board of directors, you have a personal achrayis on the accounting, that if you are aware that there's a discrepancy in the accounting, you're going to be held personally liable. Let's say you know there's this discrepancy, and you would like to say, so what are you doing? You're trying to, you're forced. They're forcing not to give you money. They're forcing you to show, to tattletale on the perpetrator. And what do you have to lose? The stakes are high that you could lose your license. You could be penalized yourself. You have an oinus mammon. Let's say you don't have an oinus nefosh. Let's say you're not going to be put into jail. There's only an oinus mammon. So memela, zishayla, do you have a p'tur if you show somebody else's money to pat yourself from your own einus mamon that you have here. So that's what it is. It's an einus mamon to show somebody else's mamon. What should you do? It's serious shailas ma'isim b'chayyim. I get these shailas from time to time. Now, the shacho, the Ramah holds your chayiv. The shach holds you ketaina kimli, like those yishayim that you're going to be potter. Now, if it's a machlekes yishayim found from the shach, even if he acknowledges it's only machlekes yishayim, it's kimli, sounds like a suffix. I don't know if it's a good thing to do lechatchila. Means even if you held that the matirim hold that it's taka muta, but even the shach doesn't say it's passing like that. Shach just said you can say kimli kavesayo, kimli that you'll be potter. I don't know if it's something that the shach will allow you to do lechatchila, but we're going to see that bechlal it may not be a heta lechatchila. Let's play this out. How did the Chuvis Maimini know? How did the Ramah know that in this case you're going to be chayif? So he brought a raya from a Gemara Mefresh. It's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis says, in Chesamad days, Edim, that want to tie in on the shtar, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Momin. We were forced to sign the shtar. It's a joke. There was no malva, there was no loiva. The malva came over to us and threatened us that if we don't sign on this, he's going to break our money. He's going to steal from us money. Anusim Hayinu Machmas Momin. The halacha is, ain odem meisim atzmei rasha. He's a rasha for doing such a thing, for signing that the loiva owes money to the malva when it was false. He's a rasha for doing so. And ain odem meisim atzmei rasha, he's not neman. They're not neman to say this. Edus, and memela the malva could collect with his shtar chayif. But zemen from the Gemara, that when a person was nebuch in such a nisayin, he's a rasha for Nebuch being nichshal in such an nisayin. He should have stood up and said, you're right, steal my money, take my money. You're right, I have no right to give over, to sign a false document to say that the loiva owes you money. Zok, the truth is, you see that when you have an oinus mammon to incriminate somebody else's mammon, to carry out, you're an oinus mammon, you have no right to do so, you're a rasha if you do so. Mamelo yachayiv. That's a Gemara Mufreshes. Shaila is the Shach who has Rishayim who hold that you're going to be potter. What did they do with the Gemara? So Gemara Mufreshes, Anusim Ayinu Machmas Momin is a Rasha, you're not allowed to do it. So what are the Rishayim, the Rashba, the Chinuch, the Raivi, what are they going to do with the Gemara? I didn't do it by a dime. I signed on a document. God of the Haflor, God in Ksubis, one of his Teritzim suggests that might be considered be a dayim, but I don't think he falls away from it. He has a second house. It's not nice of a nice means that you do be a dayim, you transfer the be a dayim. Not if I cause you be a dayim. Let's say if I notify the government by a letter, I write them a letter, and now the government goes after the thing. There's still only Hera. I told the government where to get the money, but instead of doing a bidib, I do a biksav. It's still only hera, because ultimately the government was the one who seized the assets, not me. I didn't give over. I wasn't based on the assets. Excellent. So look in the Goyin, in the end of Siv Kotten Chav Zayin, the second to last line, V'ayin Shach, the Teshach bombs the Ramah and says, what are you going, that no, you're going to be pot if you're an Einus Mammon. It's for kept from the Gemara that he just brought down in Ksubis. The Yishleima Ledaita, you could touch up the ends of the Teshach. What do you do with the Gemara? Avagav Davi Rishi, Kumashikasa, Biksubisham, Yetaka Rishayim. Avagav Dolavi Ragrama, you're still a Rosh, Mikomogam, Petiri, Kumashikasa, Bigrama. I ain't taste it that says, Grama is pot al Avalasa. So the Goyin says, that the teretz the shach's going to have for the Gemara is that all you see from the Gemara is that you're a Rasha and you had no right to do it. Why? Because you're being mat atzma mamu kaver. You had no right to be goyim someone a loss. But you want to know, the maisa, you chayiv a pata, you can be pata because you're a noinus. So it's pata avalasa. That's how the goyim touches up the shach. It means now you see it's not just a suffix, and you shouldn't do lechatchila. You see that even the tzad hapoichum of the shach held that it was asa to do lechatchila. And why was it asa to do lechatchila? The Keshach holds, the Goyin says, the reason why is because you're being, it's like a grammar that you're being mazik somebody else's money. That's why it's also to do luchatchila. If you look, there are other achrenim, the haflor, like I mentioned in Ksubis, and Yates and Aleph. There's also Shamishpot and Simon Memvav, Sivkot and Yates. The Shamishpot, they answer similar tarets. Again, all you see in the Gemara that it's us or you're a Shayim, but you don't see in the Gemara that you're Potter. That Yechayiv, I mean. So Memeli could be Potter. But they say for a different reason it's us. You know why it's us? Not like the Goyin, it's also because you are mazik. The reason why it's also is because when you sign the false document, you are over alav. You are over aloysasa. Lisana berecha. You now let her give false edis. The reason why it's also is because you gave false edus. Signing is kmisha nekra edusim dami. You signed, it means you gave false edus. It's a lav midaraisa. You're now allowed to be oiva, a lav midaraisa. So that's why you're rishayim. You're rishayim because you oiva the lav. But pato, a chayiv, that we don't see from the Gemara, so memeli a pato. So the achrenim both say that it's pato avalasa. The challenge is, what's the issa? Is the issa because mazik, or the issa is because of zaitika problem of leisana berecha? You're not allowed to give false edus. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is here by Moisa. By Moisa is no false edus. So like these achrenim, the erich shayin simuchav chesif dalit says that if you're going to be an oynis laharois, that you don't have the problem of false edus, or you're an oynis to give true edus. Let's say you're forced to give true edus in court, and it's going to incriminate somebody. He's going to get gefelech hatzaris from that. He's going to lose money from it. And the threat against you is that you'll have a loss of money. So you're an oynis mammon. But it's emes edus. I'm not giving false edus. I don't have the lav anymore of leisana or moisa. I don't have the lav anymore of leisana. Loi di zachrenim is going to be mutter lechatchila to do. Because you have an oynis mammon, and you're allowed to show somebody else's mammon for you against an oynis mammon. Like the goyin also still also, because the issa is to be mazik mammon chaveri. But like these achrenim, it's going to be mutter, because the whole issa was azaitik issa called edesheker. When you don't have edesheker, it's going to be mutter. The ma'isa, the pirshim mishayis in the Rambam over there in Ksubis, says that the reason why the rishayim is because he had no right to be matzal atzum and be mammon chaveri, like the goyin. So pirshim mishayis in the Rambam. Now, for the Bishr Mishnayis, you could say maybe Bishr Mishnayis held like the other Shainim, held like the Jews Maimonim. Altogether, you can't bring out the Hitaka Asas in Ganzi, Taka Holds Yechayiv. So I don't, can't have a Mamisha Fester, right? But at least I see that he learned that the Issa was in Lezana Brecha, the Issa was, Mimatz Atzma Mamun Chaveri. All right. So now we see that even the Shach's Tzad is Pato Avalasa, right? It's still Asa to do, even like the Shach. Like the Ramah, it's even Chayiv, but like the Shach is Pato Avalasa. Let's take it to the next step. The Riki Vega says, over here, look at Riki Vega. He brings down the shak Yitzchabez. On the shak, he says, "Kosher li dimgami b'mokam oynis mamin is pata." If the shak is right, the amount of oynis that's needed to pati from gami is even oynis mamin is enough. I might pass kinyan leel simimemvav of sif lamed zayin. It's a tay seifa. The ba'insin nusin hayinu makmas mamin chayavin leshalim v'tzarachin. I told you all the truth, and I told you is very nice to get out of a Gemara. The Gemara only see your Rosh. You don't see the Gemara Yechayiv or not. But Rav Kiviga says it's very nice. Oh, but the Shulchan Aruch says Yechayiv. The Shulchan Aruch of the Simen Mem Vav Sif Lamed Zayin, when it brings down the Halacha Anusim Hayinu Machmas Momin, the Mechaba over there says you're not allowed to do it. And if you do it, you're going to be Chayiv L'Shalim. So you see that we hold, we paskin, some Mechaba, we paskin that even Chayiv. If the shach is right, and the oynis mammon is enough of a patur, what happened to the mechab over there? The shach should have jumped on the mechab over there. Over there, he didn't jump. So why is he jumping on the ramah over here? It's a problem with the shach. You see from the mechab over there that we paskin, a nusim ayinu machmas mammon is not enough to patur you. You're chayv, just like the ramah over here. And he blives tzorachin on the shach. So it sounds like now we have a psak of the mechab and the ramah to hold that you're chayv, not like the shach. The ma'isa is, if you look at the Levush over here, when the Levush quotes over the Ramah, he's very creative in how he reads over. He has already saw Achredim misunderstood. He thought the Levush is saying a different halakha. But if you look at the Seyda Dram Levush, he copies over the Mechaber Ramah in his own lashon, good. But when he quotes over, when he gets up to this line of the Ramah, the Levush teaches the Ramah entirely different. Here's the teach of the Ramah, according to Levush. V'loi mikri oynis elo hakoyis v'yisurin. V'davka she'unsu b'yisurin v'loy b'koshes mamen. Where he's being beaten up, but while he's being beaten up, there's no mention of money. Only being beaten up. That's when he's being tortured, no mention of money, that's when you have this case, you have a p'tur, below b'koshes mamen of his own mamen, like either the Ramah's case, stam being tortured, yechayev, or if he'd be tortured and mention somebody else's money. However, but, and he continues, avol, Amru, Heru Lanu Mamim Plaini. But if the Anasim come over to him and say, here's your choice, either show us Yana's money, or Itain Lanu Mishaka, or give us your money, you have a choice. Yana's money, your money. We just want money. You better give us money. Afu Pisha Yisru, even though they were beating him up terribly, and his Sakonis Nefashis, still is Chayiv, Shahayoloi Litin Es Shaloi. He should have given his own money. Comes along the Levush and teaches the Ramah not like us. We teach the Ramah, the Shach seemingly teach Ramah like those who showed him, that the guy wasn't being beaten up. he was being pressured, either you show me yen his money, or I'm going to take away your money. So the whole oinus was an oinus moment. The Ramah holds your chayiv, and the Shach holds the yapata. The Levush says that Ramah wasn't talking about this case. Ramah was talking about the case was that the oinus was taka and the oinus nefashis. But what was the oinus? The oinus was, show me your money or Yen's money. It was a mum and stam. It was a general oinus on anybody's money. Your money or somebody else's money. Because he should have showed me your money. What's a nafkamina? This case is similar to the case we started off in the beginning of the Shia with the Amish Shulaim and the Chazanish. This case was, there was an oinus nefoshes, but it was with a bakoshes mumen. Show me your money or show me somebody else's money. With an oinus nefoshes on anybody and your or somebody else's money, the Ramah holds yechayev. What would be, now why? Because you should have showed me your own money. That means, who asked you to shift the oinus only onto someone else's money? The oinus was just as much as your money. You should have given me your money. That's when the Ramah holds Yechayiv. What would be in the case of the Shach's case, where the oinus was only on Yen's money? Show me Yen's money. But the threat was, otherwise we're going to take your money. But the oinus was only on Yen's money. But they mentioned the threat is your money. In that case, could be that the Ramah, the Levush's Ramah, would be mighty to the Shach that you'd be potter. There, the oinus was specifically on somebody else's money. You better show me somebody else's money. You better tattletale who's cheating on the tax returns. You better show me the crooked accounting in these Fortune 500 companies. You better show it to me. So the oinus is only on somebody else's money. Just the threat was a mumministika threat. Maybe a mumministika threat is enough of a threat to be considered an oinus to patter you. That we don't see from the Ramah. If maybe the Shach's right, an oinus moment is enough of a threat. Provided, but to get a ptur is only if the oinus is on Yen's money. So if the oinus is on Yen's money, you'll be potter. Even if the threat is only, you're going to be damaged your own money. But if the oinus was on your money plus somebody else's money, even if it's sakonis nefashis, but since the threat was your money too, they said, they didn't care. Your money is somebody else's money. You have no right to show somebody else's money. You're going to be chayiv. So it could be that you don't have a Ramah anymore to argue with the Shach. Could be that the Levush, and it's mashma, not only it's the Levush, it's mashma like that in the Taz as well. If you look at the Taz in Rayos, in Sif Beis, the Taz has another case, but in this new case, you see how a shtikalari taich in Ramah. He starts off, nearly, this case of the Ramah, im lo hiskil lo ya anis, sheyitin mamin atzmei. If the anis didn't mention that you should give your own money, Kilo, he understood the Ramah's case, but the Anis did mention you should give your own money. That means, the way I touched Ramah initially was, the Anis mentioned, you better give me somebody else's money, otherwise I'm going to steal your money, I'm going to break your money, you don't have to give me your money, I'll get to it, I know how to get to your money. You better give me somebody else's money. The Levush touched Ramah, that the Anis was, give me your money, or give me somebody else's money. It sounds like the Taz had that same touch in Ramah, because he said, if the case of Ramah was, where he's talking about, where he mentioned, give me your money. If he doesn't mention that, Ela, in Reutel HaKais, he's beating him up, Shiyara Mamun Khaveroi, Vuhu Magish himself, Shayakal Lifta Atmi Bamamin Shaloi, Gamze Mikri Ainis Makmas Makis, Kivin Shaloi Omaha Anis, Beferi Sheet and Lai Mamun Shaloi. The Taz says a chiddish, but it's, you see how it touched it in what? The Taz says that if they're coming along and saying, you better give me somebody else's money, otherwise I'm going to beat the living daylights out of you. But you know that you could be Meshachet, this guy, pay him off, and he'll let you off the hook. You still have a ptur by showing somebody else's money. Because the oinus was focused only on Yen's money. You better show me somebody else's money, otherwise I'm going to beat you up. But if the oinus was, you better show me your money or somebody else's money, otherwise I'm going to beat you up, there you can have the chiyuv of the Ramah. Because there the oinus wasn't just on someone else's money, it was on both money, which is like the Levush. So you see, it sounds like from this that it could be that we're moided to the Shach's case. That next gap. The only time we're arguing is when the oinus was your money or somebody else's money. Now, I mentioned before in Sifkon Chaval of the Shach is Mashma that when you have an oinus of torture and he touched it up, it means money and it wasn't discriminate to whose money it was, still the Shach holds that's enough of a ptur. So, in the Shach Sifkon Chaval of we are arguing. But in the Shach Sifkon Chavbeis, we don't have a right that we're arguing. The Ramah is talking about a different case. And now, if you want to know how to tie up, the Rikidega had a kasha, a bomb kasha, it's a faket from a Shulchanok. Shulchanok says, Anisamayinu Makmas Mamin, you're going to be chayiv if you show, if you sign the shtar. You had no right to sign the shtar. Could be, a suggestion, could be that these Rishonim touched up the Gemara, Anisamayinu Makmas Mamin, wasn't that the Anisamayinu Makmas Mamin was, that the Oinus was, we're going to steal your money if you don't show me, if you don't sign the shtar. That maybe will hold takiyah pata. The nisam yimakas mamin was our case. That it being beaten up, that either you give me your money or you sign on the shtar to show me someone else's money. There you had no right to sign the shtar. Because since the oynis was just as much as on your money, you better give me money, your money, or sign on the shtar. So there you don't have the patur of oynis mamin. The whole patur would only be if the oynis was specifically show me somebody else's money or not, and the threat was we're going to take your money. There, in the Kanami, you have the patur of mamin like the shach. Now the shach again, even then you're going to be chayv. So how the shach, is going to be potter. So how the shach learned up oynis mamin, I don't know. But at least on this shlav, we don't have a machlekes perhaps. Soifu shodava, let me just categorize them and give you a few examples. You have, I'm going to try to go mikala lachem. I have five different cases of oynis mamon. Some are going to be pata, some are going to be chayiv. One case was, if you're onto laharish shaloi, I want your money. That's it. I'm interested in your money only. And I pressure you, you better show me your money. And you go ahead and you're so nice and you show me somebody else's money. In that case, you're going to be chayiv. You'd be matzal asme b'mamon chaveri. The second case was, if I come over to you and I say, you better show me your money or somebody else's money. I say specifically, your money or somebody else's money. Both. So, b'chayi gavna, we now have a levush. Mashmoy Sataz as well, how he touched up the Ramah. To b'chayi gavna, you're going to be chayiv. And we had a Yamshu Shloima also says, b'chayi gavna, you're going to be chayiv if you had your own money. If you don't have your own money, you're going to be potter. Because then we see that the onus was only shifted on someone else. But if you had your own money and you showed somebody else's, you're going to be chayiv like the Yamshu Shloima. And even the Chazanish could be moed in this case. We had a shak and sifkon chavalet, it's matched, even b'chayi gavna, you're going to be potter. The shak is the most megal. The third case is similar, but that's one step better, where on sul haris moment stam, show me money. And we don't mention you, we don't give you the choice, you or somebody else. Show me money. There, the Chazanish wants to say that it implies that we want somebody else's money. And he says, Kaimulan b'chayi gavna, Kaimulan, he saw somewhere in the Mechaba, Ramah, Kaimulan in the Shulchan Aruch, that b'chayi gavna, you're going to be potter. Because as long as the oynis was on somebody else's money as well, or maybe it implies it's only on somebody else's money, you're going to be potter. Like what I'm saying, the Yamshu Shloima, excuse me, Yamshu Shloima says, b'chayi gavna, you're going to be chayiv. If you have a stamen oynis on money, and you could have showed your own money, you have no right to show somebody else's money. The fourth shlav, the fourth shlaf is where we tell you, you better show me somebody else's money, and if not, I'm going to damage your money, I'm going to steal your money, you're going to have a great hefset from this. But the oynis was specifically on somebody else's money. In that case, the shach has a number of rishonim hold that you're potter, and we now say that could be even the lavush, Ramah is moed that you're potter, because Ramah wasn't talking about that case. So you're going to be potter the chayi gavna as well. Just you're still a potter avol asa, like the goyin, and like the other achrayim, by only Bechassim Ishtaris is going to be also, but other cases are going to be mut even to do. And the last case, which is the easiest case, which is Wansu Laharis Mamun Chavera only. And we didn't mention the threat. Maybe we mentioned the threat, well, I'll kill you. But you better show me somebody else's money. But you yourself know that you could show your own money to be Meshacha, the guy. There the Taz says, B'Shem himself, nearly, the B'Chai Gavim, you're going to be Potter. Because there the whole oynis, plus the threat, everything was on Mamun Chaveroi. There's no mention of your own money. You know you can get out with your own money. That's very nice. You know you can get it out, but you're not mechuyev to. The oynis is Yenon's money. If you give someone else's money, you're going to be potter. Doesn't say in the Taz if it's mutter to do, but b'chayi gavna, at least since it was befeish on somebody else's money, you're going to be potter. And the lashon of this thing is umagash yachaluf taatzon gamze mikri oynis makan makan. But don't say what they allowed to do it lechatchila. But I have five different cases. Now let me talk about some more examples. I gave you an examples before of like that. We had an accountant, right? You have an accountant that he's threatened. Otherwise, he better snitch. Otherwise, he himself is going to be penalized. I had a case here recently. Someone came over to me. He got a violation. He was a landlord. He wasn't, but you'll see. He got a violation of being a landlord of a building. His name was, changed his name, drop, Jack Goldberg. And he got a violation sent to him that Mamish Gefelch is building fire hazards and who knows what. Yes, he knows he doesn't own that building, and he knows that there's a different Jack Goldberg who owns that building. And the two Jack Goldbergs in Lakewood, and they sent it to the wrong guy, and they're going after the wrong guy. And he wants to know, could he tell them, you should know it's not me, it's the other Jack Goldberg. So what is that case? That case is they're after his money, only after his money. They think he's the perpetrator. And what he's going to do is shift the blame to somebody else. Well, in that case, L'chaira, aside from Ben-Zi and David's problem before, they deserves it. But in that case, that is that they're after your money and you're being matzal atzmai b'momen chaveri. But they think you own the building. So right now they're penalizing you. They're going to go after you and seize your assets and go after... They have your address and your name. They want you. Why they got the toys was because it was because Yenna was the landlord. But right now they're after you. They're going to hit you. Tomorrow you're going to be subpoenaed. The next day they're going to come to you an arrest warrant. They're after you. Betoys, but they're after you. That's one case.
Is there a difference between saying... It's not me, Jack Goldberg. It's Yana Jack Goldberg.
We're
saying it's not me, Jack Goldberg.
Oh, it's not me.
It's not me.
Oh, so we're going to see him Yat Hashem. That's another case. The end of the Ramah. Then maybe you could say it's not me. And they'll either guess it's the other Jack Goldberg or they'll drop the claims altogether. So that could, if it's a Suffolk, that might be Mutter. We're going to see in Ramah. They had a case of the debris on the property, depending what he did. You have the case of the accountants, good. You have the vandalizing school. I'll tell you another Maisa Shahoya, and I'll leave you with this Maisa. I know we didn't finish the Sif yet, but a guy, Nebuchadnezzar Camper, he was driving a golf cart with a friend, and the friend crashed. He was only on the back. He was sitting on the back of the cart. And it went into a crash and was a hefset in camp. And of course, the guy who knew how to drive the thing knows how to cause trouble, knows how to escape as well, so he's gone. And this guy who just went for the ride, Nebuchadnezzar was caught. And he was suspended, he was thrown out of camp, and he's not allowed back into camp until he says who the person was. And I got called in the summer from the father of this child, what is he allowed to do? Mamish this story. Now in this case, right now, and they're being mechayiv him the money, because he was part of the golf cart. I'm not sure if they know that he didn't do it and they're just mamish trying to use him as a small fish to get to the big fish, or they suspect maybe he did it. But that was his story. And I want to know, should he tell or not? Well, right now they're after his money, but they don't want his money bedaka. They don't care. It could be his money or Yenda's money. They just want money. They want to be reimbursed to the golf cart. I don't know if they know it's not him. If they know it's not him, then well, then just...
The right guy. They don't want the wrong guy.
If they want the right money, and they want either him or Yenna, that's like the vandalizing school, like you said before. Good. So I'll take it even the extreme. Let's say they know it wasn't him and they want Yenna, but some reason they're going to be machiving money. If they know it's not him, they have no right. They're going to ask him to pay. It's either Shekim. Okay, fine. If you want to say that was the story, I don't remember that to be the story. But let's say they know and they're only after Yenna, otherwise we're throwing you out of camp, we're penalizing you, you got to pay, whatever it is. So what is that? That's not only the Foshes. It's losing camp. I know it's great to have camp. I know it's mamish. The camp ruach. I know it's mamish, but it's not neshama. It's only ruach. It's not a sakonis nefoshes. Now, right now, they want Yenna's money. So the threat is Yenna's money or your money, right? Yenna's money, your enjoyment can camp right now. So if you're going to show Yenna's money, you're going to run into the Shaila, Machloikets Karab, Shahach, and the Rishonim. But at least Lechachila, when you're allowed to do it, the Goyin says even the Shach holds it's also Lechachila, even on this side. And even we said the Shach only said Kimlikavazah, it's on Machloikets. So you wouldn't be able to do it. So you would have to sit tight and say, I'm sorry, I'm now allowed to be a Maisa. You better shape up and learn Hilchitz Maisa. As a Jewish camp, you shouldn't be doing these things. And you shouldn't have Chuvis, and Ramosha has a couple of Chuvis, other Chuvis, about schools and teachers that they constantly do that. They force a child to snitch to make a maisa. Besides a terrible chinuch, it could be a lefnaiv, it could be terrible things. All right. Good to talk.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.